This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 16th. God's word for you today is start. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 27, verse 23 to 24. And it says, know the state of your flocks. Riches can disappear fast, and the king's crown doesn't stay in his family forever. So watch your business interests closely. Know the state of your flocks and your herds. When the year starts, a lot of people have big thinking issues, questions of habits, resolutions, questions of vision, questions of planning. However, as the year progresses, people tend to lose sight of these things. We're in the sixth month of the year, about to round up the first half and get into the second half. The question to you today is, what was and is the vision for your life this year? What is the plan? What do you want to achieve this year? What are the things that you want to knock down or lock down this year? Every year, the Fresh Fire devotional has a goal card inserted towards the end. If at the beginning of the year you used it, I applaud you. I want to encourage you to revisit those goals, and as you come into God's presence daily, continue to bring them before the Lord. If you did not set goals at the beginning of the year, I want to encourage you to utilize the goals card and start now. It is never too late. The goals card highlights the different areas of life and encourages you to set goals in those specific areas. I am sure you're familiar with the saying that he that does not have a plan will always succumb to him that has a plan. He that does not have a vision will always succumb to him that has a vision. You must have a plan. What is the plan for your finances? What is the plan for your health? What is the plan for your family? What is the plan for your spiritual growth? What is the plan for your relationships? How many new relationship connections do you want to form by the end of the year? What is the plan? When there is a plan, when people have a plan, it's unbelievable what can be achieved. I was listening to a radio program about financial planning and the basic discipline of saving. That is, do not spend all you earn. It is a plan. A gentleman called in to say that with a salary of 19,000 naira a month, he is happy that he has been able to save 97,000 naira over a period of 12 months. Then another gentleman called in and said he was unhappy because he did the bank reconciliation of his salary, business on the side, God blessing him here and there, and discovered that 150 million has gone through his account. But guess what? He only has 500 naira left in his account. You will be shocked if you do this simple exercise. How much has gone through your hands as income in the first half of this year alone? Some will not want to do it because they are scared, but you should do it so that you will not repeat the same thing in the second half of the year. It is all about planning and priorities. If you want to go far with God, you have to prioritize God and His principles. God must be a priority in your life. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, we should make plans, counting on God to direct us. Use the goals card. It forces you to set goals in your spiritual life, relationships, health, creativity, education, etc. Set goals. It is a priority. Let us pray. Father, as I plan and set goals, I am counting on you to direct me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.